Guess who? Kaylee Chella checking back in with your top stories for today's evening news rundown. President Trump and his health secretary are laying out new proposals designed to reduce drug prices, including a requirement that drug makers disclose the cost of their medicines in television advertisements. The idea is one of many old and new proposals outlined in a White House blueprint unveiled in a long-awaited speech by the president. Under the plan, Health Secretary Alex Azar said the Food and Drug Administration would immediately examine requiring pricing information in pharmaceutical ads. Other proposals include speeding the process of switching prescription drugs to over-the-counter medicines. The plan would also give private health insurers that run Medicare plans more negotiating power with drug makers, but administration officials offered few specifics on how that would work. A White House official dismissed Senator John McCain's opposition to President Trump's CIA nominee, saying, quote, "It doesn't matter because he's dying anyway." Kelly Sadler was discussing McCain's opposition to Trump's pick for CIA Director Gina Haspel at a staff meeting on Thursday when she made the comment. The White House did not dispute the remark. In a statement, they said, quote, "We respect Senator McCain's service to our nation, and he and his family are in our prayers during this difficult time." The Hill newspaper first reported the comment. The 81-year-old Arizona Republican who has spent 3 decades in the Senate was diagnosed in July with glioblastoma, an aggressive brain cancer. He left Washington in December and underwent surgery last month for an infection. A 14-year-old used a rifle to shoot a classmate in the arm Friday at their high school in California and dumped the gun in the desert before he was caught in a shopping center, authorities said. The shooting at Highland High School in Palmdale was sparked by a dispute between the two students. Investigators were still trying to determine a specific motive. Nicole Nishida, a Los Angeles County Sheriff's spokeswoman, said that the victim, who is also 14, was taken to the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. Garrett Root, a teacher at the school, told KNBC-TV that he was walking up to the school when he saw a group of students running away and asked them what happened. Root said, quote, "They said there was a shooter. At first, I didn't believe them, but then I heard a gunshot." He said he saw what looked like a boy about 100 yards away carrying a long gun. The lockdown at the school was lifted several hours after the shooting, and school officials said they would begin reuniting students with their parents. A white graduate student at Yale called police on a black graduate student who had fallen asleep in a common area of their campus residence, an episode that a dean said shows the need for efforts to make the Ivy League University a more inclusive place. Lolare Siambola posted 2 videos of Monday's encounter on her Facebook page, including part of a conversation with the white student who told her she was calling police after finding her on a couch in the room at Yale's Hall of Graduate Studies on the New Haven campus. After questioning Siambola for more than 15 minutes, police confirmed she was a Yale student who lived in the building and then left. Police told her the encounter was prolonged because her name was not spelled correctly in a database of student information. Siambola expressed gratitude Tuesday on her Facebook page for the, quote, "love, kind words, and prayers" she has received, writing, quote, "Black Yale community is beyond incredible and is taking good care of me. I know this incident is a drop in the bucket of trauma black folk have endured since day one America, and you all have stories." The videos show Siambola telling police the woman who had called them suffered from mental illness and had called police several months ago on a friend who had gotten lost in a stairwell of the building. Siambola, who showed police she had a key to her room and later provided them with her ID, accused the officers of harassing her. In the video, she says, quote, "I deserve to be here. I paid tuition like everybody else. I am not going to justify my existence here. It's not even a conversation." All right, guys, that's all I got for now. I will check back with you tomorrow. This is Kaylee Chella signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.